following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea's on the way.
Favorite bumper music, and you haven't been playing it. John, look at me. You haven't been playing it. I don't know if you guys are keeping it from me or what you're doing. You know, whenever I say I like something, it gets discontinued or it disappears. Oh, well, I'm not going to complain. It's been a really good week. I hope it has been for you guys. If not, then let's see what we can do to fix that and help you have a light heart for even just a little while. My name's Jolene Roxbury, and on behalf of the Roxbury Players, I'm so glad, all of us are glad, that you are taking us along with you, no matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. We are happy to be along for the ride, and that's the truth, because when you are with us, you serve as a buffer amongst all of us unbalanced folks. Sometimes we get on each other's nerves. And speaking of that, Earl T has been working all week. It is back to school time. So he's been working all week on a segment. Okay, so I guess here we go. We're going to kick this off. John, go ahead. Cue it up. I don't know what it's going to sound like. Let's go. I'll be surprised or shocked together.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the
bone. Hey, yeah, man, this is Earl T with the back to school tip, dude. This is tip number...
This is the first one, Earl. We've just started the show.
Yeah, one.
Okay.
Remind your kid that he or she or he
yeah,
or...
Yeah, let me jump ahead a little bit for you here. One problem a couple of my girlfriends are having, their children are starting school for the first time. You know, first day of first grade. And they're a little bit nervous. And it helps the children to know that they're not the only ones. A lot of other kids are nervous, having butterflies and such. And the teachers are there to help them out.
Teachers know that students are uptight and will make an extra effort to make sure everyone feels as comfortable.
That's right.
Comfortable, as cool as possible.
Yep, and I'm guessing you're doing your part, too.
Your old buddy, Earl T's going to help them out by visiting every school I can during this first few weeks with some special homemade stress reducer, dude. Grandma cooked it up all summer, man, to make sure she'd have it ready by the time school started. And it's for everybody, students, teachers, principals. Principals, janitors.
No, you're not making any kind of home-cooked, home-brew, home-grown anything. And you're certainly not distributing it to anyone. Earl, why do you do this to me? It's so early in the show. Hey, before you call in or do anything with any more of these updates, the school tips, don't give anyone any more tips until you run them by me, John, even Reggie, Bell, or Jim. Okay?
Yeah, okay, I'll be back with more later. Whoa, peace out.
Yeah, Earl, we'll be waiting for that. Pardon me, my voice is not
cooperating this week. We've just been very, very busy. You know, in addition to the show, we do a lot of production for radio stations all across the country. We do radio commercials for folks, and we've just been very busy. Back to school is a very busy time. Fall is a busy time for folks, and everybody wanted their stuff yesterday. And I was talking. So I wore myself slap out. Now, we have not heard from this lady in quite a while, which has been, I'll have to say, a good thing. I mean, I've enjoyed the break.
Greetings, dear.
Hey, Martha, everybody, it's our very own Martha Stewart. How you doing, Martha?
I'm splendid, and you?
I've been
fantastic.
Uh-huh. Now, since the kids are going back to school, it has me thinking about fall. It's welcome at my house. It's just been so darn hot. Now, I know you must have some things going on preparing for the season, as it were.
Well, dear, as you know, one of my favorite things to do on a Saturday is to spend a few hours gathered round the back end of a sport utility vehicle, throwing back a few cold ones with my buds.
You mean tailgating? What do you mean buds? You got buds?
Actually, it's just the security crew from the network parking garage.
Oh, and they wanted to hang out with you?
I told them there was free beer.
Oh.
Hold up, girl! Something yummy. You got my microphone ready?
Oh, and Paula Deen. Sorta.
Let's get right to it. You know, a tailgating party wouldn't be complete without
southern fried chicken nuggets,
roasted lamb,
beer battered onion rings,
poached eggs, smoked salmon,
pigs in a blanket. Yummy.
Spinach and brie chicken with tomato orzo.
7-layer taco dip. Yum.
And no pregame party is complete without portobello broccoli and red pepper melts.
Martha, how about some good old creamy down-home southern coleslaw?
No. Today we'll be preparing bok choy carrot and apple slaw.
Bok choy? Ain't he a rapper? Lil Bok Choy?
No, it was Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, that's right. He grew up and he was just Bow Wow. I remember.
Right.
Do you mind?
All right. Is it difficult to prepare?
If you have 20 minutes, even an idiot can prepare this.
Probably a good thing.
For this recipe, you will need 4 to 6 heads of baby bok choy, also known as Chinese white cabbage, 1 teaspoon of coarse salt, 1 peeled apple cut into matchsticks, 2 large shredded carrots, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 1 teaspoon finely grated peeled fresh ginger, and of course, ground black pepper. All right, we're going to half the baby bok choy lengthwise. Rinse under cold water to remove grits.
How about some cheese grits?
Shut up. Cut crosswise into thin strips. Place in a large colander.
I got a colander. This vintage porcelain colander belonged to my great-grandmother.
Don't care, and sprinkle with coarse salt. Toss to coat. Top with a plate that fits inside the colander.
This Blue Ridge crab apple plate belonged to my great aunt Bertha, and it'll
fit with heavy objects such as a skillet or canned goods. In a large bowl, mix apple, carrots, lemon juice, vegetable oil, and peeled fresh ginger. Add bok choy, season with coarse salt and ground pepper, and toss.
Martha, you've got to talk slower. Don't you care if anybody can understand you?
Not really. And before you know it, your tailgate will be the envy of all the other people at the match.
That'd be a football game.
The game.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay.
Talk with you soon, dear.
Thanks, Martha. Looking forward to that, aren't we?
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
I know school starts at different times around the country, but I'd say right about now everybody's probably getting close to being back in. You know, when school time rolls around, I tend to get into that hall closet and start organizing. You know, during the summer, all the kids are in and out of it. They're throwing stuff. I try to keep a stock of things like shampoo, TP. You know, there's some things I like to keep on hand. Things I always tend to run out of, or rather somebody takes the last one without telling mom. But the one thing I like to do at the end of the summer, I go through the towels. Now, Jim, do you do any of the laundry at your house? Do you do your share? Okay. And my husband does. But he's not as selective as I am about, you know, the towels that actually go back into the hall closet. He would keep a towel until there's nothing left of it. Just like he does his underwear that way, too. Years ago, I started dating his underwear for freshness. I take a Sharpie and write on the waistband the date they were purchased because the man will wear them until there's nothing left, okay? Anyway, the towels, if it's got strings hanging from it and it looks like it's been, in a crack house, it's time for it to go. But if I want something to go away permanently, I have to put it in the car and take it away, like I'm relocating a family of raccoons or something, because my husband will go into the outside trash can and look through what it is I've thrown away. He did that a couple of weeks ago. I got tired of looking at all these torn up towels. They were not fit to give away, okay? And of course, what's the typical man response? I can use those out in the garage, right? Right. Yeah, well, we've got two huge boxes of rags and old socks and stuff. Everything he's dug out of the trash. Dust rags. I'll go buy you some dust rags. Bless his heart.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits.
The Banana Split Show.
Banana Ramacides. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
Whoa!
This is Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch. Wow, busy out there today. I am so going to be late for my statistics class this morning. Dude, I'm driving up on something now. It's a total wreck. Check me out. I'm driving a station van. Woohoo! Hey, ever wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know and they're really gross? Get down to the Midtown Clinic. Ask for their $99 special. If it's burning, peeling, or popping, it's probably not good. Ask for Mr. William. Tell him Mandy sent you. I'm Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch.
If you haven't already done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app to your phone. That way you don't have to miss any of your favorite shows, including this one. FM Talk has them all right there under the podcast tab. Yepers, you don't have to miss anything you might have glazed over during the week or something you may want to hear again. Hey, we're taking a short break. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Seasoned to perfection and ready to cook meats like spare ribs, pork loin, Mediterranean chicken breasts, large lump crab cakes, bacon wrapped stuffed shrimp, even fried and barbecued chicken, delicious soups like broccoli cheese, tomato bisque,
delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
All sorts of party trays, salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering, delicious and convenient to go menu at Naaman'sCatering.com.
Welcome back to the show. Jolene Roxbury here. Thanks for tuning in and spending a little time with us this weekend. Some of your precious me time. And I'm just getting things together for the cooking segment, cleaning up a little bit. I don't know why, but Aunt Belle is not here. What? I don't care if Earl is on the phone. I am irritated. I don't like it when these guys do these last-minute no-shows. Hey, Earl, what is it?
Hey, can't we just do Belle's Kitchen remotely? You know, like from where we are? Like over the phone?
No, we've done that before and it sounds like crap.
Can't you patch us through like they're doing all the TV shows and everything?
No, we're not doing that.
Why not?
Because I don't want to do it that way. That's why. That's an answer, because I don't want to. Alex here, we're just going to do the cooking segment.
You and Alex can't do Belle's Kitchen without Belle, man. That'd be like the Jolene Roxbury Show without Jolene. Whoa, hey, there's an idea.
Really? You better check yourself, little man. If it weren't for this show, you would not have a job. Are you listening to me?
What?
Why do I even try? Where is Belle?
Well, where is she?
That's what I just asked you. Where is she? Are you loaded? Where is Belle? She might be able to tell me if she had a particular recipe lined up for Alec to do.
Well, I don't know.
Great.
In fact, I'm not even sure where I'm at, dude.
I believe that.
Hey, don't Belle, go in the Jolene's in your kitchen.
Oh, look, you got me so stressed out. I'm not even looking where I'm going. Dang, it's going to leave a mark.
How many people like to have a nice bone-in crown pork roast? You know, it's like a bone-in pork loin, you know, but you cut it whole and make a nice little roast out of it. Well, I get me about a 2 or 3 pound bone-in pork loin roast. It makes about 8 or 9 or 10 chops, okay? Then I get me some nice big fresh garlic cloves, and then I sliver cut those kind of lengthwise, you know, big nice chunks of garlic. And then I get me some olive oil, and I get me some fresh rosemary.
I think a little rosemary goes a long way.
And a little salt and black pepper. And I get me a nice bottle of some good dry wine. Now, I only need half a cup, so that leaves the rest of the bottle for you to drink while you're cooking. Anyhow, then I just finish it off with a little chopped parsley. So let me tell you how I do this, okay? I preheat the oven at 350, perfect temperature for a pork loin roast, especially a bone-in. Then I take a small little knife and I cut me several small incisions into that pork roast. And then I insert the slivers of garlic all over that pork roast. I mean, I just get them down in there about an inch deep into the pork loin. All right. Then I rub the roast with the oil. Well, now Earl likes this part, okay, because he likes to oil it down. All right. But I rub the roast with some oil. And then I chop that fresh rosemary, and I put it all over the top, and I sprinkle some salt and pepper, and I give it a good pepper rub because I like that flavor, and it's all on the outside. So then I place the roast bone side down. Now, that's the bone down, not up, okay? Your meat's up, and the bone's down in a shallow roasting pan, and then I pour that wine right over the top of it, all right? And then I basically roast this pork loin. I baste it a little bit as it goes along, and maybe every 20, 30 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, I baste it. You know, but the roast is making some juices that's mixing in with that wine, so it's really picking up good flavor. But I don't want to wash all my salt and pepper off, so I don't baste it until about 20 minutes where I've got me a good crust on the outside of that pork loin. And if you got a thermometer and you stick it in the pork roast, don't touch the bone, but when that thermometer reads 160 degrees Fahrenheit, then it's just about done, okay? It's only basically, you'll cook this roast about an hour and a half. Then basically when you take it out of the oven after an hour and a half, it should be done. And you let it rest. Don't slice it right away. Let it rest so it comes, cools down. Because if you start slicing it right out of the oven, all the juices will run out of it and your meat will end up losing all of its juice and it'll be dry. So the secret to juicy pork is let it rest about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes after you take it out of the oven. And it should hold. It should have cooled down enough to where the juices won't just run out of it when you slice it. But I like this one the best. It's called my Tuscan-style pork roast. I hope you enjoy it. See you soon.
You know what's coming up? Well, it's actually here, and that is the ultimate tailgate lineup at Neiman's Catering, and I have the brochure. Wow, they have added to it this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tailgate packages. They start at $149, and that serves 12 to 15 people. Okay, this is just one of them. They call it the kickoff. Red beans and rice with sausage. Oh, a whole gallon. Cajun fried turkey slammers. That's those little sandwiches. Okay, 20 of those, 20 count. Barbecued meatballs, 60 count. Spicy shrimp dip with crackers, 3 pounds. Cucumber, tomato, and mozzarella salad. I love that. I really love that stuff. I could eat just that. And you know what? If you put like that particular package, you tried to put it together yourself at the grocery store, it would cost you more than that. And also, I don't know, maybe you cook a lot better than I do, but it wouldn't be as good. Go to neimanscatering.com and check out these tailgating packages. And they also have, they call it the option play. And it's a huge list of things you can get a la carte. Okay? Yum. I'm hungry just looking at this. Also, you can stop by Neiman's Catering anytime at their location
on South Dauphin Island Parkway and noodle around in their freezer. They have so many delicious dishes ready to bake. Stop by, pick it up, and guess what? You won't have to cook. I like that option, the no-cook option. And of course, if you've got a larger event, you want to give them a call at 473-3900. They're your one-stop shop.
Honey, I'm at the meat counter. What would you like for dinner?
Grab some chicken. I love chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Get some boneless chicken breasts.
Will do.
Gee, I wonder how they get the bones out of boneless chicken.
How indeed. Hi, I'm Barney of Big Barney's Boneless Chicken Ranch. Here on a beautiful but slightly malodorous 20 acres, I raise boneless chickens, specially bred chickens that have no bones whatsoever. It's time to herd the chickens over to the feeding trough. My workers do this by simply sweeping and raking the boneless chickens in that direction. It's not easy to move 5,000 chickens when each one has the physical characteristics of a water balloon, but we manage. When the chickens are big enough, which is too big to be dunked into a regulation-sized basketball goal, they're ready to be processed. Boneless chicken meat heads out to fast food restaurants, frozen food suppliers, and your grocery store shelves. So the next time you want chicken...
Gee, I love boneless chicken.
Think of all these boneless chickens flopping around at Big Barney's Boneless Chicken Ranch. We have the best chicken on the market. No bones about it.
Are you looking for an exciting career? Looking for a job that will get you out of a stuffy office and out into the fresh air where you can meet interesting people and get healthy exercise? Then get your degree now at Sign Flipping University. In just 4 short years, you'll get all the training you need to stand on the sidewalk and proudly flip a sign all around to attract attention to the sign that you're flipping around that nobody can actually read because you're flipping it around. Career opportunities for sign flippers are in many industries. Fast food, quick lubes, title loan companies. Here are just some of the courses that Sign Flipping University offers. The easy spin.
Y'all drop on by.
The toss and flip.
Toss and flip. Woo! We got 3 for a dollar tacos.
The twirl and twist.
Twirl and twist. Bring it down. Now back up. No, like back up in the air. Don't back up. You'll get into traffic.
And even the advanced courses in wearing specialty costumes without fainting from the heat.
Pay attention to the dancing wiener over here. Whew, I'm having a seriously bad hair day.
Earn a BS in sign flipping in 4 short years, and you'll be on your way to a high-paying career.
Can I trade my paycheck for 3 tacos?
Sign Flipping University.
Hey.
You'll hear our graduates shouting the school name.
Flip you, buddy.
Are you in debt? Then call 1-800-555-5555. Yes, sir. Call 1-800-555-5555. That number again is 1-800-555-5555. So you say you're in debt. Well, those people in debt should call this number, 555-800-5555. So if you're in debt and you want to get out of debt, then you might want to call 8515-5555. That number again, 800-555-5555. Hold on, the phone is ringing. Hello?
Hello? What was that number again?
I'm glad you asked. The number is 800-555-5555-5555. Don't take my word for it. Here's my wife and business partner, 800.
Hi.
And introduce our children, honey.
Oh, here's 5.
Hello.
55.
Hello.
And 5555.
I'm 5.
And in case you've forgotten, that number to call is 800-555-5555-555. Say goodbye, dear.
5. I'm 5.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you today, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing. Stay right where you are. We will be back with more show.
Roxbury.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the show. If you are listening to our sort of live stream on FM Talk 106.5, you are either catching us on Saturday at 4 p.m. or enjoying us with your favorite morning beverage Sunday morning at 7 a.m. But sometimes it's tough to schedule that time to be right there in front of the radio. I mean, you don't have to be right in front of it. My grandpa used to stand right in front of the radio when he was listening to something and lean towards it. I guess it's because he was maybe hard of hearing. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why he used to holler at the radio, too. Anyway, if you're not right in front of the radio, well, that's where that handy-dandy FM Talk 106.5 app kicks into action. All your favorite podcasts are right there at your fingertips, so be sure to download that app, okay? However you choose to listen to our show, we're very happy to have you. We love being here weekly for you. But you know, one of the challenges that goes along with having a weekly show is if we choose to cover some current news, by the time our show airs, it won't be current anymore. But this one, this story, this is from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. What is it? Dalton. Orwig? Yeah, I do know a couple of Daltons. Yeah, I know why he's calling. You can put him through. It's Dalton Orwig from Mobile Mornings. Dalton, I can count on two fingers the times you've called during production of the show. What problem do you possibly have with us covering this story that was actually in the news? We're not making this up.
Yeah, we weren't going to cover that story.
Why not? It's real news. Isn't that what y'all do in the mornings? You're always telling me we need to actually cover something of some substance.
It was too disgusting.
Well, that's your opinion. I'm not talking about this story with any nauseating specificity. You guys could have covered the same story and kept it clean for the breakfast hour.
We have standards on the morning show, Jolene.
Oh, now I know you're kidding. Standards. Y'all even do any show prep? We prep all week here, huh?
Whatever.
Look, we're not going to dwell on the story. We're just going to do our bit and move on. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
This happened maybe a week or so ago. A United Airlines flight traveling from Houston to Boston was forced to make an emergency landing at Washington Dulles International after a passenger caused a biohazard situation on board. I'm using the air bunnies. A biohazard situation. According to the reports and the audio recordings from the flight, that's key, audio recordings, the passenger experienced a medical issue that resulted in the spread of something throughout the cabin. The spread of something. I'm trying to clean this up. Figuratively, and they were cleaning it up literally. Okay. A physician who was on board communicated with air traffic control, urging that they make an immediate landing due to this biohazard situation. The pilot confirmed that the situation was, air bunnies again, quite bad and required immediate attention. As we understand it, the problem originated at the rear of the plane in or around the restroom. Okay? I'm letting you draw your own conclusions here. When they landed at Dulles, the aircraft was met by emergency medical services, which I'm guessing was a gotta-go tarmac potty truck rather than an ambulance, and the affected passenger was taken in for medical treatment. If anybody's got a follow-up to this story, I mean, I'm hoping there was nothing seriously wrong with this person. United Airlines didn't release any specific details about the passenger's medical condition, which they're, you know, not supposed to do that, privacy concerns and all. However, they did confirm that the flight was diverted, or diverticulaverted, due to an urgent customer situation. Okay. Diverticular diverted. I'm thinking this passenger simply had a case of the woe boys. Granted, some highly toxic woe boys. And it got us to wondering what it must have been like during those very challenging moments on that airplane.
Attention passengers. We've just been made aware someone has had an attack of the woe boys in both restrooms.
The what?
The woe boys.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what about the one up there in first class?
Ironically, only the rear of the plane has been affected.
Oh, boy.
What's that noise?
It's the vacuum seal around the cockpit door. The captain has decided to make an expedited landing and would like to remain conscious while doing so.
Why would he have trouble remaining conscious?
The fumes, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on. How bad could they... Sweet, fancy Moses.
Ooh, that smells.
Oh, gross.
Mommy.
Please leave off all cellular devices, and we ask any members of law enforcement, do not key your radios until you have exited the aircraft.
Sitting in the airliner, don't you know?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any more burritos. You ate them all.
The pressure inside was starting to grow.
And no more Red Bull for you.
I was about to erupt like a volcano. Well, better step back, cause I'm gonna blow. You might want to open up that door.
We can't do that. It would affect the cabin pressure.
Emergency. Emergency. Please remain calm.
The Whoa Boys.
Oh, great. Now I've got this. My cell phone. My cell phone. Okay, hand it to me. Who is it? Oh, man. Sullivan's calling me. Sean, what's going on? Sean, hey, can you hear me? He's in the boat. He's fishing. John, he's fishing. Hey, Sullivan, did you butt dial me? Sean?
All right.
Sean?
Okay, hold on one second.
No.
Take this, and let me get this guy. One of those in there.
Are you talking to Captain Bobby? Is he there?
I got you a Fanta, but there's also a sugar-free Fanta.
Could you guys get your boat snacks together later? I'm trying to do a show here. Sean.
Jolene, remember I told you I pay attention to what comes out of the speakers on this radio station?
Yes.
We do have standards around here.
Yes.
And I'd really appreciate... No, I insist that you stay away from toilet stories.
What? This was a real news story that we read about on the internet.
Okay, we'll talk about this later. I'm busy fishing and doing clean activities.
What?
Yeah. Okay, listen, I'll get back with you on this.
You don't need to get back with me.
I can't do this anymore with you, really.
Fine. Could you go ahead and hang up the phone? Hey. I guess Sean can't press end call with his slimy fish finger. John, just end the call. Thank you. Thank you. So, huh? Listen, we never do this. Why are there so many calls coming in? And most importantly, why are you putting them through? Okay. Well, that's fine. It's my sister, Iris. Finally. A friendly voice. Although she usually calls to complain, so. Hey!
I heard that bit about the Whoa Boys.
Oh, come on. What about the Whoa Boys?
You do realize that my family came up with that term.
Yeah, I know you did. I even remember when you came up with it. It was in connection with a particularly hazardous week when Grandpa ate lunch for 8 days straight at the Mexican Explosion Cafe.
Well, shouldn't I get some kind of a credit for that?
Well, I'm giving you credit for it right now. What does it matter? Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
I'm completely serious.
Sweet fancy Moses. This was just for a simple little 2-3 minute bit on the airline flight thing. Just for entertainment purposes.
I really didn't think it was all that funny anyway.
Of course you didn't. So you're telling me not to use it again?
Do whatever you want.
Iris.
That's what you do anyway.
Oh, I'm so terrible.
Don't worry, I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Have a good weekend.
You too. I love you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
You see, people? That's why we don't even attempt to stray into anything real. That's why we make everything up. Because it's always upsetting somebody. My people need to calm down.
Think of all the things that cause you stress. Traffic. When you feel a stress headache coming on, reach for new, improved Calmofed.
But aspirin upsets my stomach.
Don't worry. There's no aspirin in Calmofed.
And caffeine makes me jittery.
No problem. There's no caffeine in Calmofed either.
I just don't trust all those buffers and extra ingredients.
Chill out, you big weenie. Huh? There are no artificial ingredients or chemicals in Calmofed, okay?
Oh, okay. Give it here. I'll try some. Let me pull out the cotton and... Hey, the cotton's the only thing in the bottle.
That's right. Just stick it in your ears.
Oh, okay.
Now, the stress that causes headaches is gone. Isn't that right, you paranoid wimp?
What?
Calmofed. Absolutely no artificial ingredients. Mm-hmm. No harmful ingredients. No ingredients at all.
What?
Use only as directed. Do not use in the path of heavy machinery.
What?
Calmofed. Don't you feel calmer already?
Stick around. We'll be right back with more show.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Whether you're downsizing your own home, a family member, or you know someone that needs to, we're here to help. This is Sherry Wright with Caring Transitions. Whether you're relocating yourself or a family member needs help, we know the challenges that come up along the way. It's very easy to become overwhelmed, and Caring Transitions specializes in helping you navigate these sensitive times. Caring Transitions also provides professional estate sale management and a professional online CT Bids platform, which is an online auction. Our years of experience have proven to families time and time again how beneficial an estate sale or an online auction can be. You can rest assured we make every effort to ensure your estate sale experience or online auction is a good one. Let Caring Transitions help you make a transition as smooth and stress-free as possible. The first step is a free consult. Call me today, Sherry Wright, at 251-264-9633. Find us on Facebook at Caring Transitions of Mobile or on our website, caringtransitionsmbc.com.
Caring Transitions, serving Mobile and Baldwin counties. Visit us online at caringtransitionsmbc.com.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water. And I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yep, the endorphins, they do exist. They do. I need to take this call. It's Adeline. Hello? Nope. Hello? Adeline, can you hear me?
Hi, Jolene. Yeah, I can hear you.
Where are you guys? Are you traveling? Are you camping? What are you doing? Where are you at?
Well, me and Jeb is somewhere in Northwest Florida. And of course, we've had to stop for lotto tickets.
You don't know exactly where you are, but you do know you've stopped for lotto tickets. You know how I feel about that, but you and I agree on that one thing. That the chances
of the Airstream spontaneously combusting are better than us actually winning anything. But if you do not play, you cannot win.
I understand. So that was pretty bold, you guys traveling down to Florida with a hurricane coming and all. I mean, I know you like storms, but there's nothing really good about a hurricane.
Only good thing that ever came out of a hurricane, it gets rid of them awful love bugs. But who wants to have a hurricane just to get rid of them things?
Right.
I found something that works even better than high winds.
Did you now?
We found this out a couple of years ago when we was down in Palm Beach. My mother-in-law was with us, and somehow she got a hold of the credit card and ordered some tragically revealing clothing.
Oh my gosh, not a good look for Nana. Was she like 90?
Anyhow, she put one of them get-ups on and proceeded to walk around the RV park.
Ooh. You're saying her walking around like that had an effect on the love bugs?
The love bugs stayed away that whole season. Didn't even need a hurricane to drive them away. It was just Nana and her panties and bustier.
Oh.
And the matching no-pest strip. So we've all sitting around drinking martinis, looking through the catalog, what we gonna get her this year, and listening to your show. You have a good weekend, darling. And if you need any anti-love bug ensembles, you just call me.
No, I don't think we need any of those.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, Adeline. No pest strip. What? Is that what she said? John. Okay. Yikes.
This portion of the Jolien Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Mr. Biddle's Little Skittles. Love candy? Mr. Biddle has little Skittles, or bigger Skittles you can whittle, or middle Skittles that make good vittles. So diddle with the Skittles that are never a riddle, Mr. Biddle's Little Skittles, located between Katie's Kit Kat Counter and Gnarly Nathan's Natural Necco Wafer Warehouse.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule.
With my final back-to-school tip.
Yay, the last one.
If you volunteer to send cookies and juice to your kid's class, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, you gotta be really careful what kind of treats you send to school. Some schools won't allow you to send any kind of treats.
Did you know Mike's Hard Lemonade has alcohol in it, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. I bet you had some angry parents.
Whoa! I see why they call those moms mad.
The mothers against drunk drivers?
They were like brutal, dude. You ever been whacked in the face with a Mike's Hard Lemonade bottle? It raises welts. Whoa!
Yeah, I know we're done now. Thank you, Earl, for your informative back to school.
Feeling is there, body cold.
Yeah, like, you know, peace, wow, bye.
So, a very lovely local lady, she sent us a message and asked if we could do a special silly song for her. She tells us she is in her late 40s and she is beginning to suffer from some of the symptoms that go along with being a female in her late 40s. Let's just put it that way. Nice and simple. But she said one of the main things that really, really bothers her is that she will walk into a room and totally forget why she's in there. Frankly, I've done that since I was 15. Something very wrong with me. The CRS syndrome, can't remember stuff. Yeah, that's what they call it. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there, all while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees. She didn't want me to use her name, her full name, but she said I could just call her Jay. So here we go, Jacqueline, this one's for you. Ooh, sorry.
Always hot. Always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm gonna retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips. Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time,
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here
scissors,
for.
Scissors, scissors. I was looking for the scissors.
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
You're going to mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
No. On behalf of the Roxbury Players, that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for letting us hang out with you and taking us along. Follow us on Facebook, and that way you'll have access to our podcast. We're here every Saturday and Sunday right here on FM Talk 106.5. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.